Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm so glad for your prayer. I'm so glad for the years that you have supported me, that you have loved me, that you have trusted me with your secrets, with your life, with your story. I don't take it for granted. All I can say is hallelujah. Because it didn't have to be like that. It didn't have to be like that. Do you know how many people didn't make it to today? Hallelujah. That you've been through some stuff, but you made it through. Hallelujah. That when they thought you were down, when they thought you were out, somebody said hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just a word of praise that says, hey, I'll hit another day to do it a little better, a little faster, a little slower, a little cleaner. Hallelujah. For another chance, another day, another opportunity, another blessing, another lesson, another moment. Just to say, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that is one of the most ancient words to praise the Creator? Hallelujah. I know all of y'all that was out there smoking happy flowers last night, you don't want to say hallelujah. But you got to be able to praise and say yes. Hallelujah. 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 I say hallelujah because I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm breathing, I'm living, I'm growing, I'm learning, and I am not making the same mistakes I made yesterday. Now I may make some new mistakes, but I ain't gonna make them mistakes no more. I'm not gonna do it that way, because I have another chance. So instead of just saying, why? Instead of complaining, instead of whining, instead of wondering, I'm just going to say, hallelujah. Yes. Didn't take me out. Hallelujah. Didn't take me down. Hallelujah. Scared me a little bit, but I made it through the fear. Yeah? Yeah. Sometimes you just have to say, hallelujah. Thank you. It was hard. Thank you, I made it through. It was difficult, but thank goodness I'm here to do it again. If you got anything that you've been through, just say hallelujah. If you had something that left your life that you thought you had to have, say hallelujah. If it got hard and you had to depend on something bigger than you, something bigger and stronger and more powerful than you, just say hallelujah. Yes, the sound for the oldest praise, the oldest name of God is hallelujah. Come on, breathe with me. And when we say that, know that it's a form of praise and a form of gratitude. I want you to reach out just right now. Come on, touch the person next to you. Put the camera down. Hold on to something. Hold on to somebody. Because right here in New Orleans, where we didn't know we would be the day after Katrina, for the people that lost their homes and had to come back, for those who left and never came back, we just say hallelujah. For New Orleans, for the healing, for the growing, for the change, hallelujah. To those who are still here, hallelujah. Hold on to your partner just right now, just right now, just right now, just right now. Just hold on, just hold on. Just for a moment, just for a moment. Yes. I am so grateful for this right now moment. I don't know what the next moment will be, But for this one right here, where I can see you and feel you and touch you, where we can touch each other, I just say, hallelujah. Come on, touch somebody. Hold on to somebody. Because right now, we each need to know that we ain't alone. We don't have to do this by ourselves. Even when it gets hard, when it gets rough, feel it. You're not alone. Hallelujah. And you haven't messed up so badly that you don't have this day. Hallelujah. I know somebody in here has recovered. Somebody in here has been released. Somebody in here did some time. Somebody in here lost everything. And still, in this day, in this place, at this time, somebody is just touching you with love. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. Ain't nobody asked you where you been when you walked up in here. Nobody asked you what you know when you walked up in here. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and get you a hug. Come on, get you a hug. Hug somebody so you don't get ugly. If you don't hug, you get ugly. Yeah, come on. Hug somebody. Yes. Love you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I only got an hour, so y'all hug quick. You know, Essence don't play. When you're done, they will put your butt off the stage. You got that hook ready over there? All right, the shoes on sale, baby. Okay. I want you to do something for me. But stop taking the pictures. Y'all know what I look like. Take your phone out. Take your phone out. Come on, take your phone out. Everybody get their phone. You got your phone? You got a signal? Everybody got a signal? Come on, get your phone. Let me see it. Hold it up. All right. Ooh, look at that. Look at all them bills. Everybody paid their bill. You paid your bill. Miss Indy Irish. Did y'all see her last night? You know, she looks so classy strumming that guitar. I can't strum no guitar. You got to give me a lesson. I love you. All right, get the phone. I'm so glad you paid your bill. Now go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Come on. Go. You got a signal. Go to YouTube. Hello, my darling. Hey. You know what? I wasn't here last year. Y'all know that, right? But I sent y'all a nice present. Go to YouTube. Now type my name in. I-Y. Because y'all be calling me all manner of stuff. The I is an E. It ain't really an E. I-Y-A-N-L-A. I'm going to pop out because there's only one of me. E-Yan-La. Not Elanya. Not Elia. Not Emiyama. All right, you got it? YouTube, now hit subscribe. Let me tell you why. Every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, I do something called the R-Spot. It's a teaching about relationships. And if you subscribe, you'll get it every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You don't have to do nothing, okay? R-Spot, Iyanla Van Zandt on YouTube. Now, because I wasn't here, keep your phone. Because I wasn't here last year, and I know y'all miss me, although I sent you Miss Winfrey. Yeah, she was going to be my surprise. She ended up being my salvation. Because I know y'all would have acted like you don't have no spiritual dignity had I not been here and there was nobody to replace me. But I want to give you a gift because I got your cards and your emails. And Jesus, I got the flowers. I got everything. So I want to give you a gift. And what I want to give you is the prayer that I prayed that I believe saved my life last year. So you go to www.iyanlapraise.com. www.iyanla, I-Y-A-N-L-A, praise. And I got two free gifts there for you. One is the prayer I prayed. I voiced it and I put it to music. And the other one is something I'm calling a spiritual code of conduct, which is what I'm going to talk to you about today. www.ianlapraise.com. That is my gift to you, my gift of gratitude, my gift of love. Thank you. All right, you got it? YouTube, subscribe, ianlapraise.com. I want to talk to you today about a spiritual code of conduct. Listen, you know how what did Terrence Howard say in Hustle and Flow? It's hard out here for a pimp. Hey, it's hard out here for the non-pimps and they never want to be a pimp. They used to be a pimp. It's hard for everybody, which is why I believe we must have a spiritual code of conduct. You know, because the ways of the world right now, they are not turning out well for us. We have to have a spiritual code of conduct. So I want to talk to you about that today. Is that okay? You want to hear that? And well, it don't matter if you don't, because that's what I'm prepared to speak about. A spiritual code of conduct. Something that's going to govern and guide you from the inside out. Too many of us are living for external validation. I had somebody say to me today, young little sweetie pie, say, oh, you should go. We have 14 million views. I said, that don't impress me. 14 million viewers. How many of them will watch you kill yourself eating, smoking, drinking, driving under the influence, and don't say nothing? The fact that you got 14 million views should not be a statement and a testimony about who and what you are and the value that you are. Can you hear me? That's external validation. A spiritual code of conduct is what is going to govern you and guide you and lead you from the inside out. So the first code is do ground yourself spiritually every day. That's do. That's your do. You know, codes have do's and don'ts. The first thing is do ground yourself spiritually every day. That means when you get up in the morning, connect with something bigger, greater, grander than you. Ground yourself spiritually every day. That means believe in, trust in, connect to something bigger than you, something grander, something more divine, something that makes your divinity worthwhile. If you don't, you can be knocked off center by everything that comes your way. Let me tell you what it looks like to be knocked off center. Last year, this day last year, I was half naked when they rolled me into a surgery suite, half naked and freezing. I don't know why them places got to be so darn cold. And you know, when you're a woman and you get cold, the little people, I didn't want them to think I was excited or anything. So the people were standing up and it was freezing. And then I looked around the room. I didn't know nobody in the room. I didn't know nobody in the room. And I have to tell you, won't none of them black. They could have all been people that voted for Trump. And I was naked and cold in the room. All right? And I'm laying there, and I said, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up. These people is getting ready to pump my naked body full of drugs that are going to render me unconscious. And then, when I'm drugged and unconscious, they're going to cut into my body and take out pieces and parts. Lord. See, when you ground yourself spiritually every day, when you are connected to something bigger, greater, grander than you, in the moments when you're naked, freezing and helpless, you know that you are guided and protected. You know that something's looking out for you. Here I am, naked, freezing, drugged, surrounded by people who could have been voting for Trump. They're getting ready to take out a piece of my body. In that moment, I wasn't so big and bad. But what I was spiritually grounded. And in that moment, I couldn't wonder, I couldn't question, and I couldn't even worry. I had to know. When you are spiritually grounded, you know. And you act like you know. You got to have a spiritual code of conduct that says each and every day you ground yourself spiritually. Here's something else you got to do. A spiritual code of conduct says that you must know who you are. No, 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 I'm not talking about your name or your occupation. I'm not talking about what people say about you on Facebook. I'm not talking about your PIN number. I'm talking about who you are at the core and the essence and the root of your being. Spiritual code of conduct says you have to know who you are and that your behavior cannot make testimony about you that is not the truth of who you are. When you have a spiritual code of conduct and when you know who you are, if you ain't a hoe, you don't act like a hoe. If you ain't a deadbeat daddy, you don't act like a deadbeat daddy. If you ain't a gutter snipe, you don't act like a gutter snipe. Come on now. You know who you are from the inside to the outside. And your behavior is a demonstration of what you believe to be true about you. Spiritual code of conduct says know who you are when somebody calls you out your name in your face. You know, I don't understand why that upsets people so much. You're disrespecting me. No, you're disrespecting yourself. Because the only thing that you can call me is what you recognize to be true about you or your mama. You ain't talking about me. See, when you know who you are and somebody calls you something that you don't recognize, you don't even respond. You keep on moving because you know they talking about themselves or they mama. See, you can't talk about they mama. But if they calling it to you, it's because they seen it somewhere. All right? Know who you are. And don't respond to things that don't have nothing to do with who you are. Live authentically. Live by a spiritual code of conduct. So do know who you are. Spiritual code of conduct says you have to ask for what you want. And don't settle for what's available or what you think you can get. Say it again. They told me say it again. A spiritual code of conduct says that you have to ask for what you want and do not settle for something because it's all you think you can have or because it's what's available. If you want it single, don't settle for it if it's married. Let me take a walk. If you want it easy, don't make it hard. And if you want it hard, then you gotta work with it if it's not. For what you want and ask for the things that are going to up-level your wattage in life. Don't settle for things that are going to dim your light. Up-level your wattage. Sometimes our light be blinding us. Your light is so brilliant, it blinds you. The reflection of it shining back in your eye. And so you get confused and you be holding on to things that do not reflect your own brilliance. Did you hear what I said? That your light, your gift, your talent, your truth can be so brilliant that it blinds you. And you end up reaching out for, holding on to, taking on, taking care of, housing, feeding, clothing, lending money to stuff that only dims your light. Somebody say, hello. I did it. I did it. Don't leave me out here by myself. You better raise your hand if you did it. I was a shining light bulb hanging out with something that was barely lit and dimly glowing. Yeah. Because I was afraid to ask for what I wanted because I thought I couldn't have it. So instead of asking for what I really wanted, I settled for what showed up. Don't leave me by myself. Come on now. Spiritual code of conduct says, ask for what you want because you know who you are and believe you can get it just because. Stop thinking that you got to work so hard for your blessing. Stop thinking that you got to work hard to prove you worthy of your blessing. All I did last year was lay down, shut up, and let them take me to the hospital. And they saved my life. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute. So the spiritual code of conduct says, do ground yourself spiritually every day. It says, do believe in, hold on to, trust in something bigger than you. It says, do ask for what you want and don't settle. Now, you know, for every code, there's a do's and a do not. You know, like they say, do not put your wet hands on this electrical outlet because that is not going to turn out well for you. All right, so we did the do's. I want to do the do nots, all right, in the spiritual code of conduct. Do not think that because it hasn't happened, it won't happen. Or believe that because it has always happened, it has to continue to happen. Now, let me break that down for you. Don't think that because it hasn't happened, it won't happen. Sometimes it don't happen because you ain't ready. Sometimes it don't happen because the world ain't ready. Sometimes it don't happen because you're praying for the wrong thing. You're praying for less than you want, but you're asking what you think is available. You can't trick the universe like that. Sometimes it hasn't happened because the situation and the time ain't right. So if you're praying for something, working for something, waiting for something that hasn't happened, don't think that it won't happen. Just recharge and renew your vision. Some of us don't get what we want because we haven't renewed and recharged our vision. You know, we think about it, we talk about it, but we haven't recharged our vision. Let me tell you what happened. You know, before my daughter Jamia passed in 2003, she started a line of body products called Masterpiece, P-E-A-C-E. Because Jamia said, we'll take our clothes to the laundry or the cleaners. We'll hire a maid to clean our house. We'll dust things, sweep things, mop things around us. But we walk around in funky energy. She said, people have to learn how to clean their energy. So she made this line of products called Masterpiece, P-E-A-C-E, one word, that would help you clean your body and clear your energy at the same time. It was made with African black soap. She was a master aromatherapist, and I'm a herbalist. So we put the herbs and the oils together. We put it all in the bottle, and we mixed it up, and we were selling it. Then she died. Then 3 years after she died, I got a guidance and an intuition. You need to revive Masterpiece. And I said, I can't do that. I can't do it. How many times do your spirit speak to you? And you argue in yourself right out of the very instruction that spirit gave you to do. Don't leave me out here by myself. Somebody raised a hand. Uh-huh. So it took me 3 years, and I finally revived Masterpiece, and I make it. I created a lab for it, and I do all the mixtures, and I do all the thing. And the truth be told, I was a little nervous. You know, because we like stuff that's been approved by other people. I was a little concerned that if I came to my people and I said, I got something that'll clean your energy and clean your body, you all say, mm-hmm. That damn Yana, she's so weird. Uh-huh. This is my son giving me a napkin to wipe my face. Isn't that nice to have a son like that? I had him when I was 16 years old because I was acting a little hoish around the edges. Ow! I'm better now! If you ain't a hoe, don't act like a hoe. Reform your hoish ways, Yama. Uh-huh. That's all right now. That's all right. So anyway, I made this line of Masterpiece in my daughter's legacy and honor. I've been working on it for 11 years, selling a little bit here, selling a little bit there, put it on the website. And I said, okay, what do you want to happen with this, Iyama? What do you want to happen? I said, I want people to really understand the importance of who they are and the importance of their energy. I really want people to get that we can clear ourselves and clean ourselves of mental and emotional trauma simply by releasing and clearing energy. So I worked on it for 11 years until this very year when I got a call from HSN. Say, Yanla, we like your product. We wanted to present it on our network. I'm telling you, just because it hasn't happened, don't mean it won't happen. Renew and recharge your vision. Do not think that because it's always happened, it has to continue to happen. Just because your mama did it and your daddy did it, because Big Mama did it, Junebug and them is still doing it, don't mean you have to keep doing it. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to be sad and sorry. You don't have to take care of everybody just because you've always done it. Be willing to do a new thing and a new way. And sometimes you're going to have to piss people off in the process. Sometimes. Because people will hold you to your limitations. They will hold you to what they believe to be true about you. Spiritual code of conduct says, do not believe that because it hasn't happened, it won't happen. Renew, recharge your vision. And do not be tricked into thinking that because it's always happened, it has to continue to happen. Spiritual code of conduct says, do not accept the unacceptable. Do not accommodate and tolerate what doesn't honor you. Spiritual code of conduct says, don't let people lie to you. You know when somebody is lying to you. You just don't know how to respond. So I'm going to give you a response. This is the Iyanla response to people lying to you. You just look at them just as nice as you can. And you say, beloved. I know you think that's true. But something in here is not ringing true for me. So I'm not going to move until it feels better in my belly. Now, how's somebody going to get mad at you for that? Particularly when you start with, beloved. Let me translate beloved for you. Because it all depends on the tone of voice. You know, when you say, beloved, you really mean, oh, boo. And when you say, oh, beloved, you're really saying, fool. So, it depends on your tone of voice that gives your beloved a meaning. The spiritual code of conduct says, don't move till you have a vision. That's why we fail sometimes. You see, a vision means that you can see it on the inside before you can experience it on the outside. Now, you can have all the plans you want, but if you can't see it, nothing's going to happen. You got to have a vision, and that comes from you taking time to sit down and do your daily spiritual practice. Okay? Vision ain't going to fall to you out the top of the closet. You got to do the work. You got to sit down, shut up, listen. You got to tune in to your own channel, not just YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Snap, the pot or the chat or whoever the hell the thing is. People be chat snapping. Do you Snapchat? Okay, and never reflecting, never correcting so that they can be directed. Correct, reflect in order to be directed. Spiritual code of conduct says, do not stay where you don't want to be because you've convinced yourself that you ain't got nowhere else to go. Don't leave me out here by myself. All y'all on them jobs you hate. On a job you hate. Hate it so much you can't even be grateful that it's feeding you. Hate it so much you can't even be grateful that because of it you got a roof over your head. Somebody talk to me. You hate it so much till you go there every day complaining and you're meaner than a wet damn cat. You're so mad that when you get your paycheck, you waste your money. Somebody talk to me over here. I think somebody right up in here might need this message. Don't put your face ugly with me if I'm stepping on your toes now. I'm loving on you, beloved. Yeah. Don't stay where you don't want to be. Do your practice, get your vision, ask for what you want, and be willing to do something new. That's what the spiritual code of conduct says. The spiritual code of conduct says, do not act like you know when you don't know. And do not act like you don't know when you do know. Some of y'all know you out of order as hell. And you acting like, moi? Some of you know you don't need to be out there buying another piece of fried nothing in that marketplace. You know right now your sugar high as hell. Sneaking around the little pole trying to eat up that little piece of praline. Put that thing down. Don't act like you don't know when you know. And don't act like you do know when you don't know. You know, one of the beauties of me of Fix My Life is people have become willing to ask for help. We don't know. So many of us just don't know. We don't know how to do this. We don't know how to be successful. When they called me and told me that they wanted my product on HSN, they told me I needed a Dun & Bradstreet number. I almost peed on myself. What the hell?
the Dun and Hootie-Wa. That's something the white people do. I don't know nothing about that. I read about that in the one Wall Street Journal that I read 15 years ago. But when you are growing and living beyond the places that are familiar, you got to be willing to do stuff that scares you. And that's when you're going to have to rely on your connection to something bigger, greater, and grander than you. Ask for help. Do not be so willing to buy real estate in what is comfortable and familiar in your own mind. As much as I've done and grown and healed, there's still things that I need to learn. And if I need to learn it, we all need to learn it, because we're all just one. Don't act like you know when you don't know. Ask for the help that you need. And don't act like you do know that you don't know when you do know, because you're convincing yourself that you can't be trusted. Trust what you know. You knew when you met Boo Boo. You knew he was crazy as hell. You saw the crazy right around the edge. And you said, but he cute. Don't excuse crazy. You just should have crossed the street. I told you that 23 years ago. When you see crazy coming, cross the street. So we need a spiritual code of conduct. Because the way things are going in the world, it is not turning out well for us. The way we're doing our relationships, it ain't turning out well. That's why I want you to go to the R spot. Not because I did it, but because there are tools and skills that we need so that we can stop creating broken families, so that we can stop calling each other out our name. There is no such thing or no relationship called a baby daddy or a baby mama. Those are slang terms given by the social environment to diminish the truth of who you are and abdicate you from the responsibility of living your truth. Everything that show up ain't for us. I remember growing up, my grandmother used to make me wear a girdle. A girdle. Oh, baby, this thing was violent. It was the kind of rubber that had a smell in the heat. When you went to church in a girdle, round about the time they got to testifying, you could smell the rubber burning. My grandmother made me wear a girdle. Because according to who we were and what we were taught about diminishing and denying ourselves, a big booty was not supposed to shake. So my grandmother, not being clear about who she was, growing up in a society that diminished, demeaned, and dismissed her when there was no Essence magazine, my grandmother put me in a girdle, and today we are going out paying people to give us a butt. Somebody talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Paying people. After I suffered in Sunday school, sweating like a pig in a girdle. Mm-hmm. You see, the Spanx is so much more gentle. And the Spanx just make it smooth. It don't diminish the size. Don't leave me out here by myself! Oh, yes! spiritual code of conduct say, do not allow things and people to diminish your light. Do not hold on to things and people that diminish your light. Do not hold on to things and people and beliefs and ideas and pathologies and traditions that diminish your light. Everything you hold on to has to up-level you. Everything. Listen. Now let me just say this. Excuse me, elders. Forgive me what I'm about to say. Not right. Now, if you got you a little sex toy, whether it's living or mechanical, you don't have to let that go. You don't have to let that go. Because it's going to upload your wattage, make you happy. Long as it don't belong to nobody else. Do not share sex toys with other people. Oh, everything don't have to be holy and spiritual, Missy. If your sex toy ups your wattage, hold on to it. Don't let it go. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about holding on to anger and shame and guilt and lies people told you about yourself that you believe. I'm talking about holding on to unforgiveness. I'm talking about holding on to upset. I'm talking about not forgiving your mama and your daddy and your baby daddy and your baby mama and the teacher and the lady that crossed her eyes that you crossed the bank window. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm talking about holding on to it coulda and it shoulda and why they didn't and why she did. I'm talking about holding on to that kind of stuff. And sometimes you don't even know that you're holding on to it. It's in your energy. It's in your subconscious mind. It's in places that you can't even get to. That's why you gotta pray. That's why you gotta call in the light. That's why you gotta call in the energy. That's why you have to have a relationship with something bigger, greater, and grander than you. I'm talking about holding on to the lies we have been taught about ourselves in a system, in a country that continues to diminish, deny, and throw away our genius unless it is beneficial to them. Y'all better get clear up in here. Oh, we have left the napkin and gone to the towel. That's deep right there, y'all. It's exciting. Spend all that time putting the makeup on just to put it on the towel. Some things just don't make no sense. How much time I got? Am I good? Holding on. Holding on. Holding on. Holding on. Get up in your closet and see what you're holding on to. Get up in your drawers and see what you're holding on to. Dig down in your purse and see what you're holding on. Oh, this is... Lord have mercy. That is called confusion. This is not the mic, Missy Yonla. Ooh, it just got good. Let me put this thing down. Because I be talking to it and y'all be looking at me like, what's she say? What's she say? Yeah. Now that I got the black towel with which to wipe the sweat off my face. Holding on to what could have been. Holding on to what wasn't. Holding on to what you thought was supposed to happen. Boo-boo left you because boo-boo wasn't good for you in the first place.
holding on to what Shaniqua said. She said it to you and about you because you didn't have boundaries that would keep her in her place. Spiritual code of conduct says you got to have boundaries, and you got to make sure people toe the line. And when they cross your boundary, don't back up and draw another line. Implement a consequence when somebody dishonors who you are. There's got to be a consequence. You don't get to cheat on me and apologize. You get to cheat on me and collect your drawers from the side of the road, baby. Spiritual code of conduct says have boundaries. And don't worry about people being upset with you about what you need to make your life run. If you got people in your life behaving badly, it's because they're there by energetic invitation. You can disinvite them. Spiritual code of conduct says, if you tolerate it and accommodate it, you will have to entertain it repeatedly. Spiritual code of conduct says, do not, I really want you all to get that. Do not fail to tell yourself the truth about yourself as soon as you know it. See, sometimes you don't know the truth until your girlfriend say, your butt is too big for that dress. Don't get mad at your girlfriend. Get you a Spanx. Or a girdle. But don't put on no Daisy Dukes acting like you don't know. Because the minute you pass the McDonald's window, you will be clearly informed. Do not fail to tell yourself about the truth about yourself as soon as you know it. As soon as you recognize that you're a little out of order, tell yourself the truth about that. As soon as you know that you need to work on your financial literacy, tell the truth about that. As soon as you know that you have not been behaving properly with your kids or your mother or your sister or your lover or your husband, tell the truth about that. You see, one of the things that I had to tell the truth about was I ended up on a surgical table half naked freezing last year on this day because there were some truths I had not yet told myself. I had not yet told myself about the hurts that I was still holding on to, about the words that I refused to speak and the tears that I refused to cry. Because sometimes as a black woman, we refuse to cry tears that will save us because we're so afraid that people will think that we're weak or stupid or that we can't handle our business. I was laying naked on a surgical table because there were things in my DNA that needed to be reconciled, things that I wasn't even aware of. But I was trying so hard to do the right thing that I forgot to do what was right for me. I was trying so hard to make it work that all I did was work. that I was so afraid of losing it that I kept trying to mount it up and mount it up and mount it up. Oh, baby, I'm better now. You let somebody cut you open in a freezing surgical ward. You let them open you up and take half of your colon out, and you walk around for 111 days with a little bag on the side of you. Baby, you get clear. Let me tell you what I got clear about. I got clear about what I was taking in and how it was coming out. Because sometimes we don't even realize what we're taking in when we listen to people whining and complaining and criticizing and putting us down. You got to be clear about what you're taking in, and then you get clear about how it comes out. How does all of the stuff you take in come out? Are you drinking it, smoking it, screwing it, ignoring it, denying it, evading it? How is it coming out? Because it's got to come out some way. If it doesn't come out some way, it'll be stuck within you. And it'll be toxic and traumatizing and terroristic. Some of us right now are being assaulted by terroristic thoughts that we have in our own mind. You don't have to worry about the Russians. You horrifying your own damn self. In your own brain. I don't want to be right. I just want to be helpful. I'm telling y'all, laying on a surgical table, surrounded by people, didn't look like me. I didn't even know them. Sometimes I'm horrified to think that a white man saw me naked. And I can't even ask him if it was attractive because I don't know who he is. Laying naked on the surgical table. Because I needed to up-level my spiritual code of conduct. I need to be clear about my do's and my do-nots. I'm here to tell you today, if you don't get anything else out of this, develop a spiritual code of conduct. In fact, when you go to www.eyamthepraise.com, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you the prayer I prayed last year and the spiritual code of conduct that I have developed to govern my life, because I want us to do better. Too many of us are suffering. Too many of us are going under to things that should not have power in our life. Too many of us are brilliant and genius and creative, and we are wasting our time with things and people that diminish and deny us. A spiritual code of conduct. Let me tell you why I'm standing here. I'm standing here because I did have a spiritual code of conduct. I'm standing here because I do know who I am, and I dare to be that and live that without apology. I'm standing here because I have a set of values and principles that govern my life. I'm standing here today because I believe in something greater and grander than who I am, and because of that, I've learned not to let things and people diminish and deny me. I don't care how many friends I have, and I don't care if you like me. I'm a be Iyanla, the best Iyanla. I'm standing here today because of what Anthony Brown said. Anthony Brown said, you thought I was worth saving, so you came into my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. Clean me up inside, allowing me to wear a bag hanging on the side of my belly for 111 days, a diva such as myself, cleaning up shit every day. Ow, humble me. I'm standing here today because by some means or method or way, when my colon ruptured, my left ovary found its way into the hole and absorbed the toxins so that those toxins didn't poison my system. When I came out of surgery, the surgeon said to me, we found your ovary in your colon. Do you know how that happened? In the words of the great philosopher Whitney Houston, oh, hell to the no. I didn't even know it had happened, much less how it happened. I'm standing here today, and I say hallelujah. Because my mother, Sahara Elizabeth Jefferson, was an alcoholic who was diagnosed with breast cancer and leukemia when she was 6 months pregnant with me. And I was born healthy. Hallelujah. I'm standing here today because the spiritual code of conduct of my ancestors
is still alive in my body to the degree where I have the courage to say no to some stuff and yes to other. I'm standing here today and I say hallelujah, because I had three children by three different men, and I was still able to go to college and law school and get a master's degree and three honorary degrees. And whenever anything of value happened, nobody asked me, how many people have you slept with? I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Because in 1988, when I was just moving out of my limited consciousness, a woman named Susan L. Taylor read a letter that I wrote her, called me on the phone, and put me on the cover of Essence magazine in 1988. I know y'all think it was Oprah, but the truth is Susan L. Taylor introduced Iyanla VanZant to the world. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because my ovary ended up in my colon. I won't need it. I won't go and use it for nothing. Might as well repurpose it. Save my life, why don't you? I say hallelujah because a woman named Oprah Winfrey was obedient to her spirit and started something called a book club. And in one of those book clubs, one of the readers introduced the producer of the Oprah Winfrey Show to a book called Peace from Broken Pieces. And as a result of that introduction, I got to go on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1998, and the rest is history. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah because I've been hurt. I've been abused. I've been lonely. I've been sad. But I've learned not to focus on that because I've also been loved. I'm being loved right now. You loving me, me loving you, God loving us is stronger than anything in the world. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah because I'm happy when I wake up every day. Yeah, I got a little cellulite. Yeah, I need an underwire. But baby, hey, I can work with what I got. I say hallelujah because I got a spiritual code of conduct. I say hallelujah because I know who I am and I feel good about it. I say hallelujah because no matter where I am, what I feel, I can always get me a good piece of chocolate. Hallelujah!
Yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Maya.
To break every chain, break every chain. 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 There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
We know where it is to
break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Say your name.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every
chain. You have the power.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up.
Can you feel the chain falling? Can you feel the chain falling, y'all? I just want to give gratitude to the ancestors, to the seen, the unseen. You know, Iyanla code of conduct, code of ethics from Iyanla. You know, in doing this broadcast, you guys, I followed intuition today, guys. Since this last full moon that we had, it's a lot going on, y'all. It is a lot going on. And first off, let me just say for me, in this moment, I rebuke, I release anything that is not self-serving to where I'm headed, all right? And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Gratitude. Again, to the unseen who assists not for me, not just for me, but for all of us, guys. I'm seeing not just myself, but I'm seeing a lot of us coming through spaces. Unseen, I'm sure you're going to share your story with, you know, I think today was the day you laid your mother to rest 10 years ago, you know, and how when you rose on this day, it was different for you. You know, just ultimately what I'm feeling is that we are coming, we are growing through these spaces and places, you guys. And I feel that now we're in an energy space to where we don't have to do it separate. We don't have to suffer in silence, as we used to always say on these broadcasts. We don't have to suffer in silence. We don't have to hide no more, y'all. We are in an energy space to where we can begin to heal these things in our own way. You know what I mean? So without that, y'all, I'll go ahead and open the floor. I have a whole page of notes that I've gathered from Iyanla. Shout out to, I call her Auntie Iyanla. I love Auntie Iyanla. Love Oprah, you know, because despite of their 360, let me say that, despite of their 360, you know, those are two women for me in my life that can do no wrong. All right? I love you, and The things that were left behind, the things that will be left behind, the many of lives that you have sparked in your own way. You know what I mean? You know, just my gratitude and honor to you both, and I'm speaking on Oprah and Iyanla. So one of the first things, you know, tell the truth. Tell the truth. So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and bring in the Ear Family, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to the callers that are listening.
I'll go around just to see. These look like familiar numbers. So I'll just see if you want to just chime in, you know, a little bit later. We do have 39 minutes left in the live hour, guys. So if you are listening online, you will be cut off at the top of the hour. You can call in now if you want. You do not have to press 1. If you want to continue to listen, I feel like this will be a three-hour show, which will leave us an hour and 38 minutes left. But you will be cut off if you're listening online in 38 minutes. So, you know, whenever you want to call in, because we may be in a flow, in a zone, you guys, so I won't be able to tell you guys to call in. It'll just simply cut you off. So that number is going to be area code 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. Shout out to whomever, however, you know, who feels that ear is growing to the next level, who appreciates our time and our effort, who sends donations to us. You know, we definitely, definitely appreciate that, you guys. That just a great confirmation that, you know, what the time, the hard work, the energy that we do put here into ear is not going in vain. We are going to continue to keep going in spite of our own personal shit, you know what I mean? Because we understand and overstand that this, what we are doing here at ear is bigger. Bigger than us, you know, bigger than we are, we as a collective, but this is huge what we are doing right now. You know, what keeps me going is I look at what we're doing is for the generations, you know, to come. You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel about anything. I don't even look at anything as of now, but you know, to those children who are being born and who are, you know, looking up to us and really not saying how they looking up to us, but they look up to us as an example. I feel y'all watching. I know y'all watching because y'all personally ask me questions when y'all feel stuck. Please keep asking questions. Please don't be afraid to be yourself. Please, if you even go against the grain sometimes, you know, I feel standing in your truth. You know, Iyanla, that's one of the most important. I wrote it real big on my notepad, y'all. Tell the truth. All right? Your truth. All right. Auntie AJ, peace. peace out to you.
Peace.
How you feeling on this day?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yo, listen. I'm almost speechless. Ilanya did the damn thing, and I'm not a fan of Oprah, but Ilanya is reality. She is reality. Mm-hmm. She is naked before the people, and she stands in her truth, her divinity, her understanding, and that is a goal for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To really be unapologetically you. In all that you do, the ugly you is help supporting the beautiful you, even if you don't see it. And the beautiful you is preparing you for the ugly you. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to your pretty box when you feel ugly. And you got to go to your ugly box when you know you ain't in your truth. You know what I'm saying? And stand in that shit. Marinate in that shit. Take a bath. Get it from the mud. Get it from the mud. That's where your minerals are. That's how you grow. You know what I'm saying? So this whole code of conduct, I've been living this shit and didn't even realize it was a code of conduct. Watch out now. Watch out. Watch out. I've been doing the shit. Just didn't know that the shit was on me. You know, that this is the shit I was smelling, the stank that I was in. And it brought me, you know, shit, don't nothing grow without fertilizer. And fertilizer ain't nothing but shit. So you got to get in the shit so that you can grow. You got to get in the shit to grow. Mm. Grass grow from fertilizer. Trees grow from fertilizer. Animals is shitting and pissing all over everything on the planet. This how we grow.
Mm-hmm.
You scared of shit? Mm-hmm. You ain't going to never be shit because you too scared to marinate in the shit. You got to get in the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be okay with the negative so that when you in your positive, can't nobody deny you of who you are and where you came from. Can't nobody tell you about what it took for you to get where you got. And can't nobody give
and
you
that,
the questions that you scared to answer. You got to answer those questions for yourself.
and Auntie, just for the world, in that right there, I hear 80%, 90% of the people saying, but this is so uncomfortable. What would
That's
you say
all right.
to
those? Be uncomfortable. Because when you remove the you and the end, and you stop getting stuck in the loop of the you and the end, if you put the you on top, or if you put the end on top of the you, you now have a circle. And in that circle, you now have probability and possibility of anything you want to be. And if the you and the and support one another, then you no longer have a un. You become comfortable with yourself. And if you're comfortable with you, then everything else in the atmosphere of you has no choice but to be comfortable with you or leave you the fuck alone. Because you're comfortable with you. See, when you're comfortable with you, you don't sweat. When you're comfortable with you, you hear the opinions of others, and they become options. And you can pick and choose what you want to take from them because you're comfortable with you. But when you're not comfortable with you, you'll sway. The opinions of others will supersede your very own opinion of yourself. Now you become what they want you to be and not who you're supposed to be. Let not your heart be troubled about things of the world if you know that you are not everything of this world. Some things people just don't have it in you. Only what's in you come out. Only what's in you come out. You can't be a hoe if you ain't a hoe. You can't be a liar if you ain't a liar. You can't be a cheater if you ain't a cheater. You can't be a user if you ain't a user. You can't be an abuser if you ain't an abuser. You can't be none of these things if it ain't in you. Only what's in you come out. So for the four agreements, folks, get in your box. And remember to keep the lid off so you can come out. That's how you break every chain. You go get in your box. You sit in them 90 degrees. You go dance with them 45s, because the 45 bring the 90, and the 90 bring the 180, and the 180 bring the 360. Now you the circle. Probability and possibility is everything you want to be, and it's going to be everything that you are, because only what's in you come out.
All right. Let's bring Eternal in. Eternal, let me see if I got you unmuted. Okay, let me go ahead and unmute him. All right, Eternal, peace, peace, peace unto you.
Peace, peace, peace. How's everything? How are y'all?
Oh.
Everything is everything. And everything is good if you allow it to be.
I know, that's right. Come on.
Everything is everything.
All right, okay.
Everything
works.
Everything.
It's all in the image, you know. It's all in our images, so. However our images are, they impact our images to be. You know, Yoda told Han Solo that just be mindful what you carry into that cave. It can be the same thing you use against yourself. And come to find out, he's like, man, I'm taking my lightsaber anyway. He went in there, killed Darth Vader. And to find out, when he took the mask off, he killed himself. We're running into, how do we see our images? You know, how do we see, do you face your own truth? Do you actually take your clothes off and take pictures and love the pictures of yourself without clothes? And do you actually feel naked, or do you feel actually natural? Or do you feel naked that you feel like it's perverted and somebody wants your body because of the nakedness? Or is it because of its naturalness? See, this is the essence of the apple and how we ate the apple but didn't know what we ate from the apple. The seed, the fruit, the actual juice that comes out of it. There's definitely certain things that we find out, that even the bark itself on a tree, it's not just a dog, it's actually a part of what we do in ourselves. We're a reflection of what images are. So if it's not on a constant, you got to become conscious. It's consistent. That's what conscious is. It's consistent. That's why it becomes consciousness. It's your Kai and cosmos. When we say Kemet, we use the K and K-E. Like a K-I, we have a key. But for this Kemet, changed the CH and then it's a chi. Chi still represents ki. It's the holy breath of thought. How do we breathe into the hole in the E of what E in motion does? It makes it motion to the E, as energy could be natural, neutral, and neutral still being natural. Yet, what is it as we say naturally? Are we living normally or naturally? Are we calling it naked, or are we actually natural in our nakedness? Or is it the nah with a key and didn't know what ED is? This became AED and you in education and what we do. So is it cat with educate as a cat be with an ape, not knowing what their self is when we straighten ourselves and not curve ourselves? The nerve of our own self. Hey, you could be a nerd to your own self. They call you intelligent, or they call you crazy. They even call you weird. Yet, is it by the word that they create this weird in that world that we're living in now? We're trying to find things, yet can you find yourself? They're all images. You're an illusion if not seeing yourself. How tuned are you really tuned to yourself? Love yourself as you say you love everything else. If not, there is no love to love for everything else. You have limited love, and then where your limited love give you? A tight fit, tight glove, tight into the energy of how you live in your tightness. Or do you live open to be open to thoughts and not being open to not seeing what's tight and how tight is? Wearing a tight, do you wear tights? You come off of, even when you're saying a spandex, a thought, how can we live like a superhero? How do we get back without getting caught by the net? You know, we call it a net, yet it's a 10. 10 into our life again. Yes, I've seen people now to say it's myself now to be more daring than I was before because, hey, isn't it like to say one day is like a year to yourself? Each day is your year. You're in a year to yourself each day. Yet we don't call these things that. Now, how do we actually break that down? 9 months of birth, as you say, you would say each year is your birthday. Ironic, you say each year it is your day, but you don't see it this way. How about you say 9 months and not 3 months connected to the rest of this, how we call it, the cycle of to the earth, and then the 12, as in 12, but yet 13 as a moon cycle that we keep running into. So how 13 end up being 13 and not 12? Maybe because even the cipher of the this Jesus that we call Jesus is Jesus, and Jesus being Heru, then it's all type of deities now too. But yet the same thing comes from the same view from someone else to see it, and they saw it too. As in, four people went in the room and they all touched the elephant. But one came out and said, I felt the trunk. It was long. I don't even know. It was enormous. It was wiggly and it was crazy. But he didn't call it a trunk. He just said the descriptions. While the other one, that blind man, walked in and said, oh, I felt the skinniness. It was thin. It was hairy. And then the other one goes in, I felt it wrinkled and flappy and thin. One was touching the ear while one was touching the tail. One was touching the front. One just had a touch. Didn't know what the touch was. We're all into different touches. And once we find our different touches, how do we put our touches together and still speak in this difference, as we call it? Talking with words. Is it real talking or stall with a king in this word? Because, you know, people do stalk on each other. Alpha and Omega, A-ho and O hey. We say O-A like an A-ho, but now it's a whole A to Alpha and Omega. We don't see the A-ho, but now it's a whole A because it's an O that became the A. Alpha from Alpha. How do you get Alpha? It came from Omega. Wordplay. We're in a difference of learning our words and how our words play. The P would lay, L-A, lost in the angel of an angle without the Y. How do we see how we testify anything? That's why we became the guy. But the guy isn't really the guy, it's the guys. That's why it became a digest. This digest of thought is like how one spits it out, coming from the stomach of Mary, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to follow. But wouldn't that be a lion? And speaking of lion, why do they say he's the king of the jungle? Because that was a tiger of the jungle.
I say, all right.
Right now.
Wordplay. Wordplay, man. he said something very key about learning our different words. Like, you know, it's just amazing how unaware, you know, just something that's coming through, you know, just what did we learn this week? What did we learn this week for self? You know what I mean? What did we learn this week? What did everybody learn this week for self? It's just a question for everybody. And write it down, right? So let me go over some of the code. I didn't get to write every last one of them down, but I do want to let everybody know that Iyanla has some great books. The book that she was speaking about was Peace and Broken Pieces. That was about her life. How, if you guys don't know Iyanla's story, Iyanla lost it all. You know, so, and then, Auntie Elder, you speaking on how Iyanla, she's like the living example. She's naked in front of the world, you know, and she's a living in those books. In those books, y'all, I'm telling y'all, Iyanla was the first woman that I gravitated to back in the early 2000s when I started this whole healing process of having the willing. Okay, first of all, y'all, having the willingness to even want to heal. That's huge,
that's
right
the
there. You know,
that's the first step.
That's the first step. If y'all know about recovery, all right, if y'all know anything about recovery, NAAA, you know, CMA, whatever, step one is admitting, you know, that you have a problem. So on every avenue, on every level, you know, step one, having the willingness to admit you have an issue. Let me go ahead and pull these steps up, because not only in Alcoholics Anonymous, but the steps are important in your very own life. So having the willingness to even want to heal. Hold on, let me pull this up real quick. I got the book somewhere right here.
I just
want to
jump in while you getting that. People don't even realize that we take steps daily and we make them mantras and we implement them in our lives through cycles. If you get up every day and stand on one leg before you go brush your teeth for 28 days, that's your thing. That's become your ritual on how you stick and move throughout your day. You know, we don't pay attention to the things we do, but we teach ourselves. Can't nobody else teach you you. You teach you you. And if other people learn from what you allow to be you that comes out of you because it's in you, they learn how to treat you according to how you treat yourself. Not what you say, but what you do. So you say you love you, but you ain't acting or exemplifying that you love you. So other people say, shit, she half-ass love herself. I can half-ass love her too. And it's in the subconscious. It's not that they literally sit down and say, oh, she half doing it, so I'm going to half do it with her. But it's the energy of how you doing it and what other people see. When people see you take care of you, people come around you and they respect that you got a part of you that you value. So in order for them to be, they have to value that part of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's the subconscious. When you see people don't care about themselves, then it's hard to care. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to drive drunk and they take your keys and then you jump on them and beat them up, I ain't finna keep trying to save you and you don't want to save you. The hell you save me? You ain't finna fight me because I want to save you. I ain't finna put myself in danger because you want to put yourself in danger.
And see, we have to understand that as you're growing through, and honestly, I hear you. As you're growing through, we have to understand the energy. And we, what did I learn this week? I learned just that, Auntie, just that, right
that
there.
Part.
You know. So that part, you know, because we talk all the time, but you know, but it's just the energy in which how you're growing through, you know, how you are looking to your other. But most importantly, you guys, as we grow through, are we going backwards? Are we rehashing the same bullshit for ourselves? Are we, you know, what is it? Is it resistance? Is it, you know, it's that self-evaluation. self-evaluation that we always speak about on these particular broadcasts. That self-evaluation is most important. And that step one about the meaning that we have a problem, that part about the level, the many different levels of you. You know, like Auntie spoke about sitting in your box. When we begin to sit in our box, on this whole different level that's uncomfortable, you know, are we evaluating our behaviors? You know, this week I had to, I felt that I was doing great, you know what I'm saying? But just kind of midweek, I started to lose it. I started to lose my marbles, and I started putting alcohol on top of it, and shit just got crazy, right? So in that, though, the willingness to observe that level of it as I grow through, you know what I'm saying? So the willingness to observe ourselves and, most importantly, not judge ourselves as we are growing through it, that's what I learned this week. So that's my admission with the world about what I learned this week, you know, and I'm going to journal about it today and tomorrow. You know, I'm going to be journaling about it and stuff like that, you know, about what happened, how did it happen, most importantly, why it happened. It was some strong-ass resistance. That's all it was, bottom line. Strong-ass resistance of shit that as far as the next level that we grow, that we move into, you know, what are we not letting go? It comes back to that letting go of shit. You know, okay, yeah, we want to let go of everything and everybody in the external, you know, but what the fuck, what are you distracting yourself from that external shit? You know what I'm saying, is distracting the internal shit that you truly don't want to let go. So are we lying to ourselves about what the fuck we really need to let go of that we don't want to let go of? You know what I mean? So what's going to happen is it's going to hit you upside your head, you know, as it knocked me upside mine this week. So it's all beautiful, but you know, most importantly, a young God asked me, you know, how do you navigate when you're dealing with your dark and your light energies? And all I could tell him was to keep going and keep, you know, accept who he is in his 360. You know, when we're sitting on shit, just being comfortable, getting comfortable, since they would always tell me, you don't sit in your shit long enough. You don't sit in your. And I heard him, but I didn't hear him. I didn't want to hear that at that moment. But now I'm starting to see, you know, the longer that I sit in my shit, the longer that I'm able to come in tune, you know. So I still have love for Sister, you know, and some of the things that he was trying to get me to get, you know, I feel on his watch, you know, is things that I'm coming into on my own, you know what I mean? So that's what I want him to know too. Just, you know, sometimes we have to come into things, and in the midst of doing that, you know what I'm saying, if separation has to happen in order for us to get it, that's just what, you know, not taking it personal. I don't know why I'm rambling and going into all of that, but Eternal, you had something to add.
Actually, that's what we have to speak on. You know, this right now is a Capricorn moon cycle, so we're going through structure. Seeing that we came out of the Aries, the head, we're going into the throat. So how to explain what we are loyal, disloyal to, you know, and then how not just disloyal being an outside thing, an actual inside thing. So now when one explains to self, is it three lefts that one has to take, turn into one right? And then is it wrong or is it right? Or is it, was wrong actually the three lefts? So there's the compromising into self, past, present, near, future. How do we see this trinity when we go to the 13 being the resurrection, but it's still a four? Three plus the one is the window, yet the door that we win, or do we dough ourselves back to a doll? And of course, this dough and the doll makes this dippity-doo-doll. Not a dippity-doo-da until we learn the day. Well, our days are different. We talk about daya all the time, but it's duwat, duwaters. That's why the twat is the point of where we came from, but we don't call her that. It's how we taught ourselves from what we got, the energy, the chi, the spark, the how that breath, the breathing, the bees are raw. Is it manifestation or haven't you caught it yet? This is what raw does. raw could be raw backwards, but war also. So is it R-A-H or R-A-W? Or could it be R-O or the W? This row as you row your boat is what we're doing. We're rowing our boats back into Benu. How do you bend yourself like a rainbow? Or do you see the rain? Do you see the bow? Don't know the difference between the two. Sagittarius represents that coming back into a different view, of course. This is a different fire. And why we're not there yet? It's because that's 9 months to your earth of being here on the earth. And yet here we're talking about Taurus being the earth as we came out of the fire of your head. So now from the head to the hearts to the hips, we learn about our fires. Now from this earth is material. So how matter and does matter really matter? Mature matters. Of course, we're in nature, but is it Mother Nature that you see yet with this Father Grace of Time? Time is, of course, the X plus sign. So T with an I, M-E, being mental as you and me. That's why the men is what we call in this ministration, a minute station, ministration. You can't see what our constipation of concentration is and frustration. We're F with you and rust and Asian in thought because we're high-pacing ourselves in thought. Now we're Russian in thought. That's how we became Russians. This is another nationality. Don't lose your focus because you're losing how you're walking into things. These are just the points of saying objects and subjects. Is it really a thing that you're walking into? Because if anything, it's called a person, place, or thing, or idea, an idol. So that's why the point of how to say, are we really speaking the mantras that we speak to ourselves? And when you walk into a room, do you feel differently? Can you say things that's different instead of feeling how cold it is? Maybe you need to charge yourself up. Maybe you need to charge yourself up before you even walk in the room. Maybe you need to charge yourself up before you even get out of that bed. Maybe you need to charge yourself up while you're in that car. Maybe you need to charge yourself up while you're at the cash register. Maybe you need to charge yourself while you're actually feeling like I need to charge myself. These are moments of saying, what the freak am I charging myself with? Is it this phone charging me the whole time? Don't let this phone rule you. Please don't. It's not that powerful. Mm. It's more, you're more powerful than it. You're more powerful than the electronics. You're more powerful than all the things that's out there. If we're not speaking these affirmations like I'm doing right now, if we're not speaking these to ourselves, just like I said to the sister earlier, I said, are you speaking affirmations? I do this, I do that. Don't just speak it, I make it self, go in. You want to go in. Just get in the mirror and start speaking to yourself. You ain't spoken to yourself yet? You might have been took it all the time, 7 days out of the so-called week, being weakened by the weekend, and now you're weakening. Versus 7 day creations, 7 strength beginnings, to where you can say, dang, on that 6th day, I'm gonna just take a whole day of energize myself. How many people actually take 3 hours to just say, you know what, I'm gonna just affirm myself, charging myself. And then when you feel that, you're gonna feel that affirmation and you're gonna be like, all right, I'm great. I feel better now. Now I can go back into the other room. Now I can deal with that. Oh, it's cold in the room. Oh, I got heat. Oh, I brought my jacket if I ain't got enough heat. These are the thoughts that we come up with because we can feel how cold it is if you get up early enough, right, and see the shadows and how the shadow will be just like a beard. A shadow will be on you and you're like, whoa, it's cold over here. I think I'm going to need a long sleeve today. And then you walk out and you're like, man, I feel good. And then all of a sudden the sun goes down and you're like, ooh, it's too cold. That cold kicked me in. You're like, what you thinking? What you planning? Did you get up early enough? You just got up in the middle of the day and started just running with it. You just ran with it, didn't you? This is what the movies start doing to us. We start going like the movies now. We don't even think. At the end of the day, and in the movie, how did it probably begin? And this is how you start to think, too. And you say, well, just give me, don't give me all that stuff. Just tell me what happened. Or just, all right, know what happened. No, you ain't got to tell me. So this is how our mind is. That's why we have problems with reading now. Our mind is so fast to go through all these other three-dimensional things. We ain't got time to read. It's like, I need something to read to me now. But if it could read, then it's comprehend if it knows what it's reading. So now it is a difference on how our knowledge is coming back to ourselves. And so to see yourself going in a cycle, like you say, we all have them. We're all figuring out how these cycles keep coming back. And is it a cycle or is it a cyclic? Because you come out of the cycle, it becomes cyclic. But if you're in the cycle, it just cycles with an S, cycles. So is it a constant rut? Keep going in a rut, keep going in a rut. That's called rutters. So now how many rutters or rias or raya have we actually getting a disarray of ourselves? the Rhea is your energy. How you shoot out your vision. Is it tunnel vision or is it wide view vision? Can you see out of your peripherals? Now, of course, they said if you got slanted eyes, you can't really see that far. And when it's dark, you can't see that far. And then if you have blue eyes, you can't see that far. When it's dark, you really can't see that far. So there's a lot about your super melanated self. Are you really speaking higher about yourself? Or yet you just speak to me and not who me is. Me is really your mental anyway. So who is me? We're all speaking to me's all the time. Well, are we putting the time in of the me's to say, let me help you while I'm over here near you? I know I got superpowers. However, I could share my superpower. I ain't got to actually hog it all to myself. But then there's a certain one, I ain't giving that person a superpower because that person's going to end up using it the wrong way. So here's the scenario, right? There was a little mouse went up to the Buddha and was like, Buddha, can you help me? And the mouse was like, I need help because this cat is after me and keep messing with me, bothering me. He's like, all right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm in the middle of my prayer, but I'm just go ahead. I'm in the middle of my meditation. I'm just going to hit you up. He changed him, made him become a cat. So he go against the cat. Now he sees the cat. The cat sees the cat. Oh, goodness, ran away. But now here comes the dog. Dog comes in. Now the dog is, you know, messing with the cat. Now the cat comes back and say, look, I know you changed me to a cat, but, you know, I got this dog now after me. He's like, oh, okay, you know what? All right. He changed to a dog. So he changed to a dog. Now he runs off. He's a dog. The dog barked. The other dog barked at the other one. Oh, you see a dog. Okay, I got away. Get it. He ran away. Dog left. Now it's a tiger. Tiger start bothering. Oh, man. Now the tiger, what am I going to do? So he runs back. He says, you know, hey, I'm getting another trouble. It's a tiger now. And he's like, look, I keep changing you. You're not getting it. Like, it's not even what I changed you to. You know what? I'm going to do you a favor. Choop. Change it back to the mouse. He said, wait a minute. I thought you were going to change me. She's like, no. Now that you know about all of these animals, the tiger, the cat, and the dog, you can have this mentality as this mouse. Now see what you can do. This is us. We haven't put all of our perceptions of... What do you do with your head? What do you do with your left and your right arm? What do you do with your left and your right hand? Have you ever rode a skateboard to work and back? Have you ever took a longer distance to walk versus just parking right there near the store? Have you ever put the body to say, you know what? I want my spiritual body, my mental body, and my physical body to be all aligned. So I'm going to do these things that's going to help that alignment. Or do you just cheat on yourself every 7 days? On the seventh day, you probably cheated. Sixth day, okay, I'm just going to keep on cheating. So now by 3 days out of the 4 days, the work has me, and the cheating gets to commence again. And this is what we keep doing to ourselves, to a point where you say, how did I get all this weight on my body? I'm 204, 40 size in the waist. Where did all this come from? Laziness. Well, they call it luxury. I'm going to call it what it is, laziness. I got in a gluttony. I just started to become just a passive person, just doing all kind of catch up with Mr. Jones and the Joneses. And can't catch up for some reason. They don't have the same fiat. We don't even have the same area code number. But yet my money's not matching. Why not? Because we're all not in the same boat. Yet our flow tree, the way we flow, the way we think, is on a collective. So how much from that big apple do you think big about yourself? Or you think small and minute? You got to have all these big things to make it be you. But then when you lay down, and let's just say you do pass away, what do you have to give other people? Or is it that you didn't want them to have it in the first place? Have you given anything while you're alive instead of you got to wait till when you pass away to do that? That's something to think about.
Ooh. Deal with that. Get right there. Work on that right there. Come right there. Right there. Work with that right there, Eternal. Come on in with that right there. Because a lot of us is dealing with that in our subconscious. People don't want to love on folks until they gone. But when they was living, you didn't want to visit them in their shit. You didn't want to be the support system that you wanted them to be to you when they needed it. When, you know, we did shows in the past about who helps the healer, who heals the healer. When are we going to start loving on people before they take their last breath of life? Please expand on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, we have a heart, and every heart has been given out a certain amount of love. Yet some of us don't realize that love can be unconditional once you know how to meet or match, you know, the specifics. What is the specifics? And that's just being disciplined. How much discipline do you have for one another? I mean, are you really a disciplinary being? Are you doing the disciple things that you say, okay, to heal is only to open up and reveal. Now, how are you revealing? That's up to self. Are you actually opening every channel in the body? Are you actually saying, I'm willing to open my ears and listen and become silent for just that moment? Am I able to open my eyes and see instead of just being blind by what I do, you know, what I regularly see all the time? I'm looking at a painting, but do I see the in-between? Because, you know, paintings, they create different ways that it's looked. You know, I might have to look at it backwards. Might have to look at it from left to right or right to left or up and down, down and up. So when there's these, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the hear what, how can you really hear it if you don't see the projection of what is being said? So now the hearing can be confused by what you're seeing or what you're tasting and touching and feeling. So now that's the major reason why most of us say, oh, I didn't hear you in the first place. I walked away because I was thinking of myself. I was into myself. I was so much into myself, I ain't thinking about you right now. I'm just got my me time. And this is why we walk around and don't realize when we walk off of something, we just fell right into something else and then realize there's the maze and how we're so amazed by it. Yet what is the maze by it? To be a Ama sun? Because that's what amazing is. How are we connected by the sun energy, the raw energy, the ray energy? Because it's a rare as rarity. And because some of us say, you know what? I got to wait till you walk away to say, dang, that was a being that was so unique. They were doing all the finest things they could have did right there in front of them. We just didn't recognize him. He had to pass away before we had to recognize it. He had to be a non-famous to now being famous because of that. Look at George Floyd.
So becoming infamous, going from famous to infamous. Mm-hmm.
And you notice that when you have to die, that's when the king is born. You ever notice that? Another king is born, basically, taking over your spot, basically. And was it a spot
right.
in the first place? You got spots like a leopard. That's why this leopard is also a jaguar. That's why we wear it on our feet and call it Puma. It's the P-U with Ma. But what is the P but power if you don't see you and the Ma? It's the A.M. how you wake up, and then it's back to P.M. But you're going back to AM anyway. This is why it's even, and we say even to now in Eve. We don't even do this. How about we have a Mother's Day Eve? No one talks about that, do they? Because they don't think Eve is really included to this whole thing. Like, how are we doing rituals anyway? Through the mama, through the womb. We got to put the food in front of her, make her eat this food, and tell her there's nothing else there to eat because all of this we done agriculturally took it away from you. So now Mother Teresa to even the mothers who are out mothers, are you now feeling motherless? Now if you feel motherless, you start doing the processed food and start to process ourselves back to how the procedure starts to change and cut you with a seizure, and now you have seizures. Where's all that coming from? Julius Caesar. It had made a seize on her. So now it's season to her. So each day or each holiday, it become now new seasons for reasons to now have them. So now we're so distracted. We don't see every day's a Mother's Day. What? We in an AM and we don't see Ma. But we go to PM, we don't see the paternal mothering still go through in the evening. This is how these words are wordplay. It plays with your mind, and if you didn't see what your mind say, then how are you putting out your own words when you put words out to play? Because you know you're putting words out to play with, right? Words are playing mm-hmm. with the other words. So now you say, oh, I don't feel like doing something today. And then the other person say, yeah, me too. I don't feel like doing that either. And now you got some me too don't feel like doing stuff. You're like, what the freak is this? I walked in a room with non-me too. I don't want to be around it. So now
everybody on the
Me
Too movement.
Let me go smoke with you, my brethren. We smoke all the time. Hey, let's drink too. And we smoking and drink. We sit around, we smoking and drinking. And you feel like, man, my stomach hurt. Man, I ain't want to feel like this. Man, how long I been here? Man, take me home. Matter of fact, you can't ride home. So now you can't ride home. You can't go home. You just got to have to wait this out. So now you got to wait it out. It feels like hell. But anytime you're at a point where you feel uncomfortable and it's a point where you say, okay, what do I do? You're in hell. You just imagine hell now. You've been in there for quite some time. And now it's going to take you enough time to say, you know what, let me just get out of hell. This is why we inhale, breathe hell, exhale. You're in a hell, but this is not the same hell if you change it. H-A-I-L is also in there. So how do you hell out things? How do you use that snow Jack Frost when you frost and freeze things with your mind? How do you freeze and freeze frame it like you do with your VSR when it became VSR, but now it's changed to VHS and then the VHS CR. Then how all of these became the DVD. Now it's David. David's still a divider. You've been putting files in yourself as a recorder a long time ago. So what do you do when you remote yourself when you wake up? You remote it yourself. You're supposed to premote yourself too. So now what is the promote do you do for yourself? You get promotions all the time, but you got to have it from somebody else. When you get up is first, or you seconds to how your time is. So now your time is blind, and now you blind by time. And now you say each year is your birthday, but it's 9 months. So how you been separated in the first place? You've been dissed by umbilical cord cut. Your natal chart, your natal cord and your natal chart is like how they match. Your telephone and how you connect by your telekinetic, your oxytocin breast milk that you don't get, the Similac that you eating and drinking, that's all in the food now. We're doing it now. We're doing a non-loving, just killing the nature, and then say, oh, something wrong with the earth. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know. Let me pass on that pork chop right there. Yeah, I don't know. What's wrong with it, man? Things ain't looking like it used to be. Give me that roast beef over there. And now my stomach got leaky gut. I don't know where that come from. Leaky gut, that been out since the 1940s. And this is why when those people that you get around, you want to give them your all, realize how much all they take because they've been eating like this for the longest. Since the 1940s. So you can imagine that could be like your grandma and your granddad. Yeah, they're already there. Your mama or your daddy, they might have had you, you know, at an early age. You know, this is how this world changed. It's like saying three-dimensional, now saying three generations, now in a fourth. Why do you think a child don't feel like Killmonger by now? He's seeing it. He's seeing all the projection of what got left to offer. We don't do no vibranium. How many people actually eat copper? How many people put copper on their body? How much magnesium are they really ready to put back into their body? How much minerals are they really wanting to put themselves into? How much they really want to say, oh, get down in the mud? I don't want to get in that. There's parasites in it. Parasites been in you for I don't know how long. And you ain't ready yet? This is how we got to get back in tune. We're in nature now. Snow White. So now white. We've been whiting ourselves out. Talking about, oh, I don't want to be like him. But yeah, you look more like them now. Now you're lighting it up, brightening it up. We're all bright and light now. You don't want to be no darker than, I got to get out of the sun. Let me put this umbrella over my head. I don't want to get too much sunlight. What are you talking like that for? Oh, you want to fit in. That's why you say outfit and infit and misfit. All these words have been fit to the F with an it. How was your fire in, though? How are you using your fire? Is your fire your F with law? Because if it is, then that's flaw. How do we get a flaw in our life? Laying there in water. This is why it's called fear in the first place. Know not what you see, and now you fear it. But now, if it was the opposite of love, would it be hate? Because this is what they propagate in your mind to do. Hate your own self, not fear it. Then you say, I'm afraid. But you put hate on it first before you say you're afraid of it. I don't want to wear them stones. I'm afraid of them stones. No, no, no. You just showed that you hate them stones, and now you say you're afraid of them stones. See, sacred and scared, that's the second chakra. We ain't even get there yet. You and your root chakra talking about, I don't want to learn my roots. So what else is root but talking about, he put a root on me. How you learn that but doesn't learn the other side to it? How you eating fruit but don't want to eat the vegetable? How you eating the vegetable but don't want to eat the fruit? There's a whole bunch of mismatch going on right now. Masculine with feminine, feminine with masculine, and we don't see how to balance the two. That's all you got. It's in principles. You know, you had to get the
we are not.
We're talking about principles.
So what I hear you saying, Eternal, is that we are the processors. Now what are we processing?
Ashe. That's what we need.
We are literally, we are the processors, naturally, when we come in. You know, so what are we processing? And is it product of value? Or is it product of waste? What is your processor that is processing? Are you
walking around
with
as
the
a
waste?
Human processor?
Yeah. Are you walking around with the waste of everything that is being collected? Or are you walking around with the gifts and the things that you need to feed the energy of you being able to process at all? And if you're out of sync in either one of those areas, you've become a defective product of your process.
So to those gifted ones who hear that, it's what are we doing with that? You know, how are we projecting those gifts that we know we have? You know, how are we reacting? Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, really, that's a question to ask ourselves. You know, are we being a product of the waste? Are we being a product
and
of the...
And not only that, I don't mean to cut you off, but not only that, we need to understand that it's all us. But we get to pick and choose from a grandeur toy box of what we choose to play with throughout a day. And so when you get with that inner child, do you want your Tonka truck that lasts forever? Or do you want to play with the glob that if you leave it out, it will be dry and you'll no longer play with it? What toy is more important to you? You got a new computer. You got a new phone. You got rollerblades. You got them. What's them things the kids ride that it's electric? I can't ride it yet. I'm learning. But, you know, the little thing the kids stand on. It ain't a scooter. It don't have no handle. You just stand on it and roll. You know, we have to process. whatever that little. Yeah, you know this technology stuff. I ain't good with that, y'all.
Yeah, I can't even ride that.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah. I have a hard time with that with modern stuff.
These are things that's being introduced to our programming. And nobody gives you a lesson. When you go out and buy your kids this stuff, nobody teach them how to do it. They naturally are in tune because they want to do it. So the question for us is, what is it that you want to do? Because people only do what they want to do. We got men and women out here talking about, I don't want that woman, I don't want that man, I don't want to be in that relationship, I don't want to be bothered with their kids, I don't want to be bothered with their baby mamas and baby daddies and all the extra stuff that come with them, yet you find yourself there all the time. So are what you speaking lining up to what you're doing? Because that also is a process. And you are either going to promote the process and get progress, or you're going to be stagnated. And there's nobody to be mad at in your stagnation but you, because you are the product producer as the processor of the information you allow yourself to not react to, but to take time and marinate in it so that you can respond to it in balance. We want to stop this reaction stuff because our reaction should be in fine-tuning just like our ego for protection. Your reactions are not just for what we're using them as a form of response. Response is calculated and calibrated. Reaction is impulsive. Your impulses are your natural resources to protect you. So if you're always reacting, I'm going to pose this question. Are you protecting yourself from them, or are you protecting yourself from the you that you see from them? Ask yourself, because you are the only one that has the answer.
Baby.
Only you have that answer.
Yeah.
For yourself. Processor.
Now, in that, because, you know, Auntie, you know, I feel that we are examples for one another, you know, on the many different
mm-hmm.
levels of the yous that we are. So, you know, Eternal, Mutt, you just mentioned the goddess. I think it's a goddess, or is it a god? Mutt, is that how you – but that reason why I asked that, and it's funny that you mentioned that in this time, because – that is one deity that I not quite always understood, but wanted to always understand, I guess, in order to understand. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's all about dissecting oneself. We are born
okay,
science.
Okay, you want to add first. Okay, you want to add something first. Go ahead.
Come on.
No, I was going to say, American God, you remember that, right? Did you look at it yet?
Yeah.
Or anything? All
I'm
right,
on
so
season 3.
They're showing, huh? You're on 3? Season 3? Thanks.
Yeah.
Good, man.
Yeah.
I'm on 2 right now, still eating it. But you find out that Mutt is the vulture. Like, they use this woman now as Bilquis, and they're really playing Mutt. She's playing Mutt. And we wouldn't know it because, you know, Etima, everything is based off of Etima. So, is the pathos, logos, and ethos. Without those three branches of life to say how this stuff exists is given in the third dimension, but yet it's on a two-dimensional plane. Like, what I'm saying is our pixels, the way we look at certain things, we see past this dimension. And the only way that it works is if we know our origin to ourselves. So let's say I look at somebody that got a knotty head, right? And then I say, oh, that's a Buddha. And he's like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He's a brother with a knotty head. But it's more the perception, you know what I mean? So now it's that gives it birth. So the what we talked about long in earlier time frames, we were talking about the nine ways. The nine ways were the perception, the conception, the inception, the perception, the reception, the interception, the interception, the exception as in EX, and then the exception as in AC. So we're going from what life does to us in these, what shun is. Shun is a gathering of things. So we're like in a constant gathering of learning. Like Mutt, she's really all of the mothers. So Mutt would be, in this reference, one who can suck energy and bring life back out again. So as a vulture, like I went to Nat Turner's land and there was vultures all flying around and it was on a constant and I could see them and you could see the feather, the longest feather on them. So it kind of gave them the distinct look from another type of bird. And it's like the more you see them, the more you're like, oh, I'm God. But then there's also the other part to it. Like there's life and you're like, oh, it looks beautiful. But then there's death and what they eat, you know. They eat basically those who basically about to perish or take out what one does not want on the road, and they eat that. It's just like the scarab who has to make the dung, the cow manure, and put their babies in so that the baby will have something to eat. These vultures are like in the same aspect, giving this dead meat concept to their children, the bacteria, and then in aspect getting life in return from it. Their stomach is only built for that, though. Our stomach is a little different. So when it comes to how are we really seeing life and returning its life back into itself, it's like life gives life. And so seeing that is like saying we have room for growth, we have room for life and death, and we have room for the expansion once we see the difference between the two. Like some of us are going to walk around saying, oh, you're going to die if you touch on the crack. Oh, you're going to die, da, 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 and you go die. And then some will say, oh, you're only going to live one life. you know, and there is no other life after this. So there's people who will start to give you a negative and don't see where that's coming from. That's body parts. Like, you'd be like, man, I'm so tired. I need to get off my feet. Well, you're speaking about the Pisces side, and you're also speaking about the spiritual side. If you say, oh, man, I want to have some sex, you're talking about the Scorpio side. Don't know that that's your Scorpio, you know, chakra along with it in that region, the root. So now it's the extension, like everything on the extension, like your legs, your arms, they're extensions of your root chakra. And if we can gather the extensions first as the root chakra, like your hands and your feet, that would be the first starting of the root chakra. Then as you go up your arm, just think of it as it's going up the colors, from red to orange and orange to yellow and yellow to green and green to blue and blue to indigo and indigo to violet. Roy G. Biv, they taught us in school. We wouldn't know that that's the same stuff that we're saying is the chakras, because we weren't saying in school, oh, are these the chakras? They're not going to tell you origin. It's up to you to know origin. So now, is the etymon that you take the brackets and look in the brackets of a dictionary and say, where does this word really come from? Is it Old English? Is it Middle English? Is it my language that before they said start calling it anything and trying to put the word English on it? Was it Anglo-Saxon words that they came up with? Was it the black English letters that our mom and dad had first, and then they gave them another part of it because they didn't really have a language? It was broken down. Is it cuneiform? These are the points of how important it is for you to see symbols and not just see them as symbols, but see them as sigils. And when we talk about sigils, we're talking about what hypnotizes us. What put us in that MK Ultra and we're unaware of it? What has us drinking fluoride water and not knowing how submissive we are because we're drinking it? I mean, these are just historical, you know, conversations you could have amongst each other just so we could build up the character of who we really say we want to be around and be like. Now, of course, if the ones that don't agree with you, then you get away from them and start getting the ones that start to agree. Then once you see at the agreement, who in the disagreement to that, will you start to see the frequencies change. When you say, oh, I'm willing to even have a change, that will also be helpful versus say, I want to sound and talk like you. You don't have to sound and talk like me. You can sound differently than me, yet we can be on the same plane. And that's where these dimensions start to kick in. And you start to say, okay, now I know how these grids work. Now I see that this spiritual house has a number on it, and that number I rock with. And now when I go over here to the pump, I'm going to feel the same way. Or whenever I... You know, are you charged by numbers? Are you charged by your words and your words be your numbers? Because we're still numbing ourselves out if not known. You're still walking, moving, dissolving salt crystal mineral that's dropping off on the earth constantly. When you lay down, when you get up, why do you think that fan got all that dust on it? Because you've been in that room that long. Why do you think the dust get on the plant? Same thing. You're moving as particles. So particles is constantly moving around. You just don't see it as much as you think you do. But when you turn on that sunlight and the sun is shooting all in your house and stuff, and there's the shit coming through the shades, you're like, what is that sparky, sparkling stuff? I mean, my room is dusty. That's the energy you don't recognize as much. Just like how we do a little a bubble and we see the colors of the chlorophyll being one concept, but then you see the actual transparent colors and the translucent colors. You're like, whoa, I'm seeing a rainbow in a bubble. And then when you take the water from a spray and you put your finger at the front of the spray and you just spray it like how you would back in the day and you start seeing rainbows in it the whole time. Oh, wait a minute, where are these rainbows coming from? But you don't see it, but you see it. Same thing that's in the TV. That same rainbow is in there. All dealing with crystals the whole time. Water is a crystal. Sugar, crystals. Salt, crystals. Ice, crystals. You got to actually see crystal clear. They tell you all of these things. And why is it a six-pointed as a star when that's also a crystal? See how much we know it, but we don't know it? This is why seven is invisible to us, but yet we see it all the time. We even call it a snake. We got King Tut, everybody rocking around. See, imagine this, which has already happened. Everybody's rocking King Tut, just don't know that was a young child that was there the whole time. Looking like an old man, but he ain't an old man. He just put a little beard on him because he know that everybody who has those beards are basically indicated to be a pharaoh. Yet some of us cut our facial hairs off and don't want to, you know, this is the non-recognizing, but we're recognizing the whole time. This is why it's hidden in plain sight. Did you notice behind King Tut's head is the actual cobra? Them lines that's in his head, you actually seeing the backside of his cobra wing type cape that basically we end up start using and now start putting from the cape to the head to the cape to the neck to the cape to just on the body and the cape being the dress. And, you know, these are the things that feminine gave us masculine form from. And then we just bought ourselves. This is where the Julius Caesar cut come from. This is why we're so numb now, we don't even know how to talk to her. We'll just say abusive words because we got it in our songs and our mantras, and now our songs is our mantras, and now we don't even know what the best way to say it because we ain't say nothing the best way we can say to our even own self. So now how are we going to really get mad at everybody? We got to just relearn, restart, get around some people that's kindred, that does kindred things, that talks about healing the earth instead of talking about, man, let's go out and party. And then throw stuff on the earth like the very same thing they drink out of. They throw it out the window and crash it. So a person like me will ride a bike and run into it and get my tire all flat. And then I got to go get another. I'm saying that because it happened. you know, these are those moments where we, you know, when we vent, is it that we vent because we're mad? Or we just say, okay, I just have to get over it. It's my ego now in the way. Because I can't drive everybody's apparatus. I can only drive mine. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a question for you, and this is for the collective. Why don't we vent when we're happy? We only primarily tend to sway to venting when we're mad.
That's the theory behind the superhero. Like, we don't think we have to be superheroic at any point until something superheroic happens. And then we say, okay, now let me kick it in. However, it was just an adjustment to say, stay superheroic at all times. You'd be like, man, I ain't doing that all day. So now when it comes into what's more easier, when you see somebody doing something negative, you know, like there was somebody in the store just last night, and it was like the child was acting up, and the mom decided to take whatever the child was having. Then the child starts crying, and then the child starts crying, and the other person looked at and saw the child crying, and they start laughing. But then guess what? Charles started laughing. And I was like, huh? Okay. I guess that's how it works when you're young. It don't work when you get old. I mean, you got to work on it a little bit. But I could see that the same thing is we will have to switch it up. Now, how we switch it up, that might be important. Because certain people look at it, if you're laughing, it's just like how monkeys are. If you're laughing and the monkey sees you laughing, he's thinking that you're ready to fight. So it might not work all the time in every place. That's just like learning land, air, and water. If you're on land, do you do the same thing you do on water that you do in air?
You know, that just had dropped in my spirit. We do a lot of venting in the lower diaspora of energy. But you very seldom see people do venting in a higher diaspora. We look at when they do it, we say they're bragging. You know, oh, they're over there bragging because they hit the lotto. Oh, they're over there bragging because they got a new car. Oh, they think they didn't, now they new because they, you know, they finally got that job. We don't look at it. It's never the energy of celebration. We always attach some negative to venting from a higher perspective. But it's accepted when we're venting from a lower perspective because we always say, oh, they're upset, they're angry. You know, we have to let them have that space. You know, it's okay to be mad type of thing. It's accepted from the negative in venting. But it's deflected in the positive of venting in positivity. When we start talking about how we love each other and how we're happy about being around certain people and we got those endorphins going off, why isn't that energy received and perceived in the same way of acceptance? If y'all following what I'm saying? Do I sound crazy?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it. Yeah. I do sound crazy.
No, you don't sound crazy. I'm saying, you don't sound crazy. I'm saying that I follow you, but my only thing that can come up in my head was it's what we used to doing. It's what we've always done.
Right. So it'll be the past tense.
In that, it's unnatural.
It's called comfort. It's called comfort. You know, we get in the comfort zone. You know, some of us, like how we said earlier, some people will do things just to please other people. But then when you realize that's not pleasure, that's pain. And now, are you causing more pain than you are pleasing your own self? So now you're going to keep doing pain to yourself, or you're going to actually say, you know what, I want to please myself. And then, not only do I want to please myself, I want to go around people that like pleasing themselves.
So change the paradigm.
Now, right. That's what I get out my head. I ain't told you to come up here.
Change the paradigm. So, you know, folks will probably say, okay, how
deep.
Do I change the paradigm? So, and that's real deep, and that's a real good realization. I'm glad, you know, Spirit is showing up in the way that it's showing up in all of our broadcasts. But in this moment, you know, as an example, one would be how do I change the paradigm? What I am finding as a living example is when we start to have the willingness to change our very own thoughts, when we have the willingness to, you know, do something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, wait a minute. That didn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? So maybe if I let this alcohol go completely, maybe I would start to seeing the real deep-rooted results in which, you know what I'm saying, that needs to be set and I don't have to continue to go backwards, just as an example, you know. Or maybe if I stop snorting powder, you know what I'm saying, hitting and missing here and there, you know, maybe I won't be led to go back to, you know, these are live examples that if not myself, I'm seeing others, you know, have to continue to struggle. You know, what sets us back every time, you know, it could be just a stinky thought, you know what I'm saying, that sets us back.
I was just
going
to say that. Get out my head.
You know, damn. A thought, you know. Something as simple as a thought. It doesn't have to be something drastic, or we know we're supposed to be starting, you know, our cleanse or our fast to eat right, but here we are in resistance, you know. So in that resistance, it puts us back, you know what I'm saying, another notch, you know. So I said all that to say maybe if we just change our thoughts, and as Eternal always says, discipline.
And so, you know what? Resistance comes with a lot of distractions. Stay focused. When you set for yourself a goal, stay focused on that goal. To the audience, to everybody, have you ever said, I'm going to use fasting for an example because that's where I struggle sometimes. Just when you start thinking you're going to fast and then you go to work and they got Employee Appreciation Day with everything you like on the menu. And you done decided that last night you going to do a 72-hour fast. And here come the distraction. Your boss and them ain't have no idea that you was doing this fast. And you go to work, and here go all of it. They got the biggest red strawberry sitting in the fruit tray, strawberry like, come here. You fasting, but you ain't got to fast on strawberries. We healthy for you. Come here. And it's like, damn, I ain't even tell nobody I was doing the fast. So how I get this distraction?
Yeah.
I'm coming from nowhere to cause me to now be swaying. Okay, well, I ain't going to fast today because I'm going to eat this shit, y'all. I'm just going to be honest. I'm finna get some of this cantaloupe and this, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna eat. And now you like, but damn, was you true to you?
Yeah.
You let the distraction come in and pull you away from what you knew you needed to do for the big picture of your overall growth and development and healing. And you let going to work on the day that your spirit told you to fast, you broke fast because of your atmosphere and your environment and your distractions of not staying true to you. So I just wanted to throw that example out there for not just that particular thing, but use that energy whenever you're really trying to be in alignment with self and you notice that they are distractions that are coming out of nowhere, understand that this is a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system, and it is a test. And so it's up to you to make the decision. Are you going to stay true to you and stay focused, or are you going to allow distractions to come in? You can't be true to others if you're not true to you.
And I spoke about earlier on in the broadcast about observing your behavior. You know, I was having a conversation with Ferrante earlier this rising before our broadcast, and, you know, test on what was that, Eternal? Go ahead.
No, I said test on a me, you know, the word
what
test on me, a test on me. Just a test on me,
testimony.
Like you just said. Test.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a test on our mind, our mental, our physical. What is our spiritual? Are we connected by emotionally? You know what I mean? And then can you challenge that? Can you actually see the who, what, when, where, how, and why, you know, and where, when will it actually all get done? That's why the six-pointed star becomes crystal clear. You start to see it crystal clear. Sixth day, you wake up. Seventh day, you got your eyes, ears, nose. Now you're about to speak through your mouth. So it's like, how do you open up the muduras, the mudharas, they call it, the mudras in another form? How do you open up your mantras to say affirmation through your, how you hear it, how you see it, how you taste it, how you, you know, how is your empathy, your sympathy, how is that connected? Are you feeling like you have to be connected to that? You know what I mean? Like if you are walking like earth, can't you just like disattach for a moment? Or do you just feel like you got to be the leaves and every time the leaves fall, you got to cry about it? You know what I mean? Like this is the bark that keeps you the strength and keeps you salty. And then at the same time, does the flake become bitter and then fall off? Like you don't put no, you know, shea butter or anything to the body. You know, this is how you're starting to see, is the body just like, how the principles of what you see around you. Are you recognizing nature, or are you just seeing everything unnatural and you just accepting that as the unnaturalness? And you saying, well, I guess I'm going to just live unnatural too since everybody else is doing it.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
But that's what we do out here, though.
That's accountability. That's accountability.
Yeah.
How accountable are we to our very own selves? We always screaming, can we be accountable? You know, we got to be responsible and accountable, responsible and accountable, responsible and accountable. And yet we let our lives bring distractions that sway. If you said it, then stand on it, and it shall be. But distractions come. But when you're manifesting it in thought, manifesting it in verbiage, and then getting ready to create it, that little space where you're creating it, if you have any doubt about it, you slow it down. You become your own weight. You become your very own distraction. Everything that we're talking about that's happening and we're deeming it to be coming from an external space is only prevalent or relevant because it's an internal space that's available for it. Again, only what comes out, only what's in you comes out you. If you are a doubting person, you probably have succeeded on completing tasks little to none because you doubt that you can complete the task. And distractions now come in and help you understand that you're not going to complete the task. And you say, but why? Because you thought you couldn't complete the task. And because you thought you couldn't complete the task, energies were available to come in to distract you and help you from not completing the task. If you ponder on something too long, you change the pond from being a small body of water to looking as if it's an ocean, making you feel like you'll never make it, regardless of any direction, because you don't see the land. You just see the water.
All right. On that, y'all, let's go ahead and wrap up. This has been a great broadcast, you know. Too long, too strong. Go ahead, Eternal, and we can wrap up after your statement.
No, it's just the reference that we're speaking on is basically what it is. Water, just like how we shoot a basketball through air. You can look at it constantly, you know what I mean? It becomes the shape of whatever it is. your imagination is your key. So as you throw it, is it that you're taking too long to shoot it, you know, and then throwing it too strong because of the wind and not knowing the velocity behind it? We are also what water is. So when you think of what water does, you pour it into a cup. It becomes that shape of the cup. What happens when you pour it on the floor?
It expands the totality of the floor. It expands the totality of the floor. Water becomes everything that you put it in. Water becomes everything that you put it on, because water has the availability to absorb. So when you put it on the floor, it will absorb until it depletes itself and is able to dry from the air available above and beneath the floor. Water
Real
becomes
quick.
Whatever you put water to. It's an amplifier.
Real quick.
This is what it is, okay? I said empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Bruce Lee, the infamous, famous Bruce Lee, guys, Bruce Lee. I'm wearing one of Bruce Lee's shirts today. Oh, my God. My favorite Bruce Lee shirt. I'm actually wearing it today. So, gratitude to the energy as always. Thank you. This was what we do here every I didn't say the name of the whole title of the broadcast, but it was Who and What Hurt You. We do it every first Saturday of each month, but we needed to talk about the spiritual code of conduct and the spiritual code of ethics from Iyanla's set of view. But as you guys, if you were at the top of the broadcast, you see that Auntie LJ is something that she lives by and she goes by without even, you know, identifying as spiritual code of conduct. But above that, you know what I'm saying, it's something that pretty much all of us, you know, who are having the willingness to lead a disciplined life on this spiritual plane, guys, is something to remind ourselves, something to remember. So I'm just going to close out with my notes that I had. She said, ground yourself daily. Grind yourself daily and call upon something. When times get hard, when times get tough, nobody in your family, you know, seems to be of a support system or all that. You know, in these times, we can call on something higher than us. For me, I call up on an imbalance, because at times we don't know who we're calling on when we invite, you know, some of the ancestral spirits in. So call up on something bigger than you. You know, imbalance is what I would suggest. Tell the truth, but tell your truth. You know, it's something she said. She said, don't think because it hasn't happened yet that it won't happen. She said, do not stay where you don't want to be. Ask for help, guys. Ask for help. Do not hold on to things that diminish your light. Do not settle anywhere where you are just tolerated. Tell yourself that the truth about yourself. Tell yourself the truth about yourself. That's something that Sensei used to always say. You know, we got to stop lying to ourselves. You know, tell your truth. Speak your truth, even if your voice shakes, right? So be clear on what you are taking in, you know, and that's on every level. Be clear on what you're taking in. You know, if there's a conversation, you know, that possibly needs to be had in the near future or something like that, but if you know you're not in the space right in that moment, you know, you feel like you're forced and all that, you know, just understand what you're allowing in. Understand that you are not ready. Understand, you know, just observe. Be clear on what you are taking in. You know, in this, even outside of that level, you know, if you are taking in demonic spirits, if you are listening to, you know, this certain type of songs, or if you're eating that unhealthy food when you know you're supposed to fast, you know, just be very aware and be very mindful of what we are taking in. So those are all of my notes that I have wrote down from Iyanla. I'm going to also post the YouTube clip in the show notes. I sent it in the ear chat, but I'm going to put it here so
Everybody can have it in the show notes, guys. So that's going to be available. That's going to be available for you at the end of this broadcast, guys. So go in the show notes. Also, be sure that you go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. If you need to contact any of us, I love how she started this off today. Oh, that was so beautiful. I had me in tears. But shout out to you, Yala. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and for sharing with us what you have grown through your journey in the 90s and how you lost it all and how you gained everything back, but it was solid this time and stuff like that. You know, your story inspired many, you know, of us and continue to inspire many of us. So thank you, guys. Please join us tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to talk about these animal totems, y'all. And it's funny, Eternal sent that. I don't know if you knew the broadcast of tomorrow, but that quiz, you know, I'm going to be posting that quiz in our show notes, guys, because if you don't know already, go ahead and just see how you connect with the animals. See how you connect with the animal totems. Tomorrow is going to be a great broadcast on these animal totems because I love the animals. Interesting connection with the animals, you know, and it's like any other relationship, you know what I mean, especially with the birds, you know, it's amazing to know that once you start to connect and once you start to get disciplined with the nature of you inside of you, you know, then nature itself, as we know it, you know, starts to communicate back. You know what I mean? So that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, guys, tomorrow is going down on these animal totems, guys. So turtles, you know, I guess in this season I am a turtle. You know, more than a turtle, though. And I'm going to explain tomorrow about why I say I'm a turtle. But I had took the quiz, not that I didn't already know, but when I took the quiz, it was kind of confirmation. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I go with what Facebook has to say or what any of these people has to say, but the divine mathematics behind it is what I'm speaking on. And sometimes when we take those quizzes, guys, sometimes it's not just a quiz. You know, it's sometimes it may be indeed be the mathematics that is behind the energy. Anyway, that's my wrap up. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Join us tomorrow, same time. All right, Auntie, and then Eternal can take us out.
Family, at the end of the day, everything has been said that needed to be said. I'm not going to be the dead horse because I know it won't get up, at least not the physical part anyway. But what I will say is before you try to use anything on somebody else, be your first everything. You want to help somebody, help yourself. Find an area in you that you need help with and start working on that area. Before you prescribe a recipe for somebody, try it for yourself. Don't call me talking about take no turmeric and you ain't never had no turmeric and you can't tell me what turmeric do for you. Live by example. When you do that, you don't have to prove anything to anybody because you've already proven it to yourself. And you are all that matters in that arena. Then you stop it from being an arena to just being space. And when you allow the space you need to grow, you don't only have to grow up and down, but you can expand. And we've lost being in touch with our ability to be expansion. If you are the product and the producer, then you are all that's needed. Anything else is a want or a desire external. Those are where your distractions lie. Be all you can be for you. Because there's a fight going on in you. You are the army. Nothing wrong with raising your arm and being in the army and saying, I don't know. But the issue is that you are allowing answers to come from other people's perspective on you, instead of creating a perspective of your own self. When you can accept your 360, you are the God. And you can pick and choose throughout a day what you want to use from your toy box. Some people call it a Pandora's box. But if you change your titles, you'll change the atmosphere. And when you do that, you create your life. Be creators in your product of what you're selling to the people. Just make sure that you're willing to buy you first. Peace and love, family. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Ashe.
All right. Eternal?
Yes, sir. Okay. The life that we're living gives us more life to keep living. So whether you have a child or not have a child, at least get down and experience what children do. Learn to be childlike, not just childish. We've been doing a lot of childish things even as grown folks. It's to a point now that our children aren't being involved. So if you want to do the Mother's Day, cool. Just don't forget Mother's Eve. I look at if we're a part of the family, be a part of the family as much as possible. Of course, if the family don't want you to be a part of it, then you done did your part. You created the seeds that's needed. So now just keep on proceeding. It's the idea of not just worrying about the possibilities. As long as you keep striving. You strive for yourself as you would strive for someone else. So if you strive for yourself, would you strive just as much? Now is the point of saying, how do you see inside as outside and outside as in? Of course, we call it Zen, being in between the yin and the yang. How do you see the invisible force we call air, yet it's everywhere? Just like space, it's in between you and I. So how much space do we really have if you think of space being way out there as the final frontier, the boldly go where no man has gone before? Or have they actually went there before? And was it that the woman was there first to show us how to get there again? This is where we have our manners and ma and anners, manas. How much manas do we actually have? If not, then minus becomes minus, and that's where the men don't see the deity that they're in. It's a hire to the navy as navy. So now your nativity has to be just as strong, not just sharp. But see, we can dull out from that sharpness. How sharp do we speak with our tongue? A snake might even be that way. Jacob coming down the ladder. How much do we see the root chakra and don't know what's the matter? How much glass do we actually throw, or is it the stone into a glass house? This G with a lash of thought, but it's still lashing as it's still giving out. We must now see how we don't clash as titans and see what is that truth that we say when we drink fluoride as water. Is it the idea that we're saying that we're being like King Kong or Godzilla when we don't see the Z and Illa of Allah? So A to Z, we are the A to Z, one into a self, being two into a six, now 26 being a whole ring, a ring, and now a rung. Know you're right from your wrong or you're right from your left. It's three lefts to one right. So when you resurrect yourself, resurrect as in your present, a present, as in P with recent of a present. So your percentage is what you meant, as in your dollar being sent to your fiat, yet is a currency that you trust. Learn your trust and how you trust each other. I say, ooh.
And it will, if we let it, destroy it.